You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Welcome in to the Gym Class here at KGYM as we come your way here in this Thursday edition. No, it's Wednesday. I'm a day ahead. How in the world did that happen? Wednesday. It's a midweek edition of the Gym Class right here on KGYM. Scott Unash with you. Ben on the other side of the glass. Mark Dukes joining me coming up here in just a couple of moments. Good show coming up for you. We have Caddy Smack on the Gym Class coming your way. Brian Haas, the pro down at Blue Top Ridge at Riverside Casino and Golf Resort, will be joining us. And your golf questions, welcome at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600 here today. And we will talk some golf on the eve of the Wyndham Championship down in Greensboro, North Carolina. Big event for a lot of big names on the PGA Tour. We'll talk about that. And if you have a question about your particular game, you can go ahead and text that in. Do it right now, as a matter of fact, and get it in the queue. Get it ready to go for Brian, and we'll pass it along to him at 319-366-1600. We are presented each and every day by DuPaco Community Credit Union. Find out more by going to their website at dupaco.com. That is dupaco.com. And you can find out more about DuPaco by going to our website at kgymradio.com. Coming your way, 1600 AM, 102.3 FM at Cedar Rapids. And in Iowa City, it's 106.3 FM, the KGYM radio stream, your KGYM mobile app, and your smart speaker as well. As Mark Dukes joins me from his home on the southwest side. Good day, sir.
Good afternoon, Scott. Good afternoon, everyone. And you need to quit burning the candle at both ends. Sounds like you picked up a bit of a cold.
Yeah, I'm on the back end. It's actually better today, but now it's gotten into the voice. So you're right. And it was a very busy weekend with not a lot of sleep. And, I'm not as young as I used to be, Mark.
No, you're not. You still sound better than me. And I don't know. You haven't gotten tested, have you? Oh, there we go again. Every time somebody's sick, better get tested.
It's just a cold. It's just
okay.
A cold.
Thank you.
There you go. 319-366-1600. As it is a Wednesday edition of the show here today. You're in a happy mood because your Twins just beat my White Sox 2 out of 3.
Yeah, and in a 1-0 fashion. A Polanco home run and a good pitching effort by Bailey Ober out of the chute. And the second save in what?
2 days.
15 hours by Colom, the former White Sox. Didn't see that coming.
And that's fine. And great for the Twins. The Sox had a bullpen game today with Ronaldo Lopez, among others, pitching. And, they lost. The White Sox the last 2 days lost to a breakfast cereal, Oberjacks. that's the way it goes sometimes, but Sox get ready to make their way however they choose to do so, by flight or by bus, not sure. But they're heading down the Avenue of the Saints and heading over to Dyersville for the Field of Dreams game coming up tomorrow night against the New York Yankees. And we'll have it for you beginning at 6 o'clock. We'll join up with it on all four of our frequencies tomorrow night. Looking forward to that. A lot of things in the news today, or in the Twitter sphere, if you will, about the behind the scenes and what is going on in Dyersville, outside of Dyersville at the Field of Dreams. You've got Fox there. It's going to be a Fox nationally televised game. Of course, ESPN Radio has the call right here at KGYM. You've got all kinds of television little snippets and promos being made by Alex Rodriguez and Big Poppy and Frank Thomas, among others. You've got every cliche in the book about coming through the corn onto the field. Did you see how the actual 8,000 that are going to be assembled in Dyersville, how they're going to make their way to the ballpark, Mark?
I did indeed. I've been looking at a lot of the pictures and video today, and the media got a look at the stadium. It's gotten rave reviews. You mentioned A-Rod and Big Poppy there, and we've seen pictures of actors. It's a must-see event, and the most expensive ticket in Major League Baseball regular season history. How about that?
Yeah. And whatever, that's fine. And if this is something Major League Baseball is going to do, I mean, hockey has the Winter Classic. You know, somewhat the same but different. There have been baseball games in foreign countries before. There have been baseball games at Williamsport, Pennsylvania, the home of the Little League World Series. There have been baseball games on a military base. You know, why not try this as far as the Field of Dreams is concerned? Football games, basketball games have been played on aircraft carriers. You know, why not try something like this just to get the interest up a little bit? And that's exactly what MLB is doing. We'll see how it plays out coming up tomorrow. I hope it's you know, and still it's one of 162. Let's keep that in mind. You may see something absolutely mesmerizing tomorrow, or you may see an 18-1 game.
Could be. After the White Sox were held scoreless today, they'll probably win that 18-1 game. But I like this. I think Iowa should be proud of it. It's an effort 2 years in the making. A couple things. I don't know how many of these players have actually seen the movie. If I was the managers, I would have said this is required viewing. Get some history and know what you're getting into. And the second thing is the ticket prices. There's no reason you have to pay $385 for a seat down the left field line when you can go to the Twins regular season game today and pay $10 or less.
True.
There's no excuse for it in my mind.
No, I would agree with that. I would agree with that. But it's a one-off situation, and you know, and it is what it is. Ben, have you seen Field of Dreams? Yes. Okay, very good. Thank you, Ben. Yeah, the movie is 32 years old, you know, almost 33 years old. So you're right. A lot of these ball players may not have seen. You know what I would do? And, of course, you would get a lot of heat for this. But if the Sox are taking whatever they're taking, bus, plane, you know, whatever, watch the movie on the way down, huh? If I'm Tony La Russa, I make the Sox watch the movie.
Right, and the Yankees are playing in Kansas City right now. They've got a short jaunt into Dyersville as well. Let's not kid ourselves. These guys aren't bussing from Minneapolis and Kansas City. They're flying into the Dubuque Regional or Cedar Rapids. I don't know what, but I would. You know, you got some Latin American players on the teams, and a lot of these kids weren't even born.
No,
none of the players were born when this movie came out. Doesn't mean they can't see it, and I think they should.
I would agree. I would agree. If you haven't seen
familiarize it. Familiarize yourself with Moonlight Graham.
Indeed. All of the characters, or all of the players, or all of everyone associated with said movie. 319-366-1600. That is the text line available to you. Again, that is 319-366-1600. And you can also reach us via the phone lines as well at 319-366-1600. 4702 lets us know that flying into Dubuque, I heard. Okay, very good. 1307, I do not know the itinerary for the Sox. I don't know if they're staying at the Super 8 near the Field of Dreams.
Yeah, nor do I.
My guess is, and nothing against the fine folks there, but my guess is probably not. I'm going to go with that.
Yeah, I have not seen the itineraries. I may look at that later on. But, again, both teams, the Sox completing their game against Minnesota now and will make their way to Dyersville or Dubuque, I presume, and the Yankees playing in Kansas City. So that's, you know, they'll arrive sometime this evening, I would guess. And I got to think a lot of players will embrace this thing. I think I saw, I think it was maybe Kevin Millar of MLB Network saying he's going to spend the day sightseeing and whatnot. And then actually was a player, and I can't remember which player. Oh, Liam Hendricks.
Oh, yes, yes.
Liam Hendricks. He's going to spend the day, you know, looking at the movie site, whatever they have there for gift shops and whatnot, and then obviously participate in the game. So I'm interested to watch it.
Me too.
And listen to it.
Yeah, me too. Me too. And, yeah, it should be interesting. It should be interesting, and hopefully well worth our time and effort coming up tomorrow. Caddy Smack on the Gym Class coming up here in just a few minutes. 319-366-1600. Before we get to a local story here, another local story, national today, and sort of a story that leaves a really bad taste in your mouth. Not going to get into it because people that that know the situation know exactly what happened down in Waco, Texas under Art Briles' regime at Baylor in football. Not that things were better than Dave Bliss in basketball back in the day. But what Baylor got away with today was akin to getting away with murder. A $5,000 fine, basically, is all that Baylor is going to get. No bowls taken away from them after the entire situation and scandal involving sexual mispropriety and impropriety as far as the Baylor football team is concerned.
Yeah, I kind of put this in the rearview mirror for the time being. It's been going on for quite some time, but the NCAA's decision on what to do with Baylor is pretty deplorable in my mind. You mentioned it does get 4 years of probation and a $5,000 fine, reduction of official visits during this coming academic year, and so on and so forth with some minor penalties. But you think about some of the past penalties that programs have been imposed with. You think about the Ohio State kids that were what was that, a tattoo type thing?
They correct, were, yeah.
Tattoos.
Well,
and
Penn State, and think, $60 million fine to Penn State.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't know what the NCAA was thinking. Perhaps it's in a mode that it's going to disband and nobody is going to remember the NCAA anyway. But I shook my head when I saw the story.
The shredder is working very well in Waco, by the way.
Yeah.
That was a big part of it. 319-366-1600. Before we get to Brian here, as we mentioned, Field of Dreams coming up. More on that tomorrow as we get closer and closer. But media got an outside look at what's happening over there today in Dyersville or outside of Dyersville. We do have news. This started breaking actually yesterday. A little bit of high school news before we get into the fall seasons here. Not for this year, but for next year. We've got, and we knew we had this coming with the big schools and their conference realignments with the Waterloo East and the Des Moines Metro Schools, Fort Dodge, Ames, et cetera, breaking off. But now we've got the 3A version or 2A version of it. Mark announced yesterday, Matt Koss of the Quad Cities Times, who does such a great job over there with that paper. He had the story that both the Maquoketa Cardinals and the Beckman Blazers are going to be leaving, sounds like, the Wamac Conference, and they will be moving to the River Valley Conference for the 2022-2023 season. No word yet. There are rumors out there about on the westernmost team as far as the Wamac, South Tama, and what their future may be. But it sounds like you'll have Maquoketa as well as Beckman joining the River Valley Conference. For Maquoketa, sounds like it is a cost-cutting move. And for Beckman, a move to just get into a conference that has like schools as far as enrollment is concerned.
Yeah, Beckman is the only private school in the WAMAC right now and has the smallest enrollment. So from Beckman's point of view, it's going to be a move to get into a more equitable situation in the River Valley in terms of like schools with like enrollments. And for Maquoketa, they have endured a lot of travel in the Wamac Conference, and in the River Valley, it's going to be a lot more manageable in terms of travel. So what it does do, and it leaves the WAMAC, at least right now, with 11 teams. The River Valley would be 15. And we know in the Mississippi Valley Conference, it has an uneven number of teams right now as well. So how those conferences maneuver from here on out, we shall see. I think you always want an even number of teams in your league. This is just one more move, and it's not the last for any of these conferences.
No, and I should mention as well, North Cedar leaving the River Valley Conference. They are moving to the Tri-Rivers in that same year because of enrollment. Want some like enrollment as well. That is the 2022-2023 school year. So they will join the Tri-Rivers at that particular time. The North Cedar Knights will. So, yeah, we got a lot of dancing moving around as we get ready to go for the fall sports season. But that's a year ahead that they will change dance partners. A few moves this year. I know Old Wine's moving to a new league and a couple other schools. So, yeah, we got a lot of movement out there. 319-366-1600 at 8186 on the text line. Always takes the NCAA a long time, and usually they get it wrong. Well, they may not be around much longer. 8186, so bear with them, I guess, for a while.
Yeah, I think it certainly got the Baylor situation wrong, and I don't know if it gets it wrong all the time, but it never quite hits it squarely on the head, I don't think, in terms of penalties.
Yep. Our friend Scott, thank you very much for listening to the program. Lets us know that both the Sox and the Yanks are flying into Dubuque tomorrow and back to Chicago right after the game. I knew that. And they aren't spending a lot of time sightseeing in Dyersville the next day. Like a high school road trip with planes. So, yeah, they will not be moving around a whole lot other than going to the Field of Dreams and leaving the Field of Dreams.
No, I don't think so. They'll have some time during the day tomorrow to do what they choose to do, as I talked about Liam Hendricks and his plans tomorrow. But, yeah, after the game, it's going to be a quick out.
No doubt. No doubt about it. 3:22 here on the Gym Class program on KGYM. And I want to remind you, each and every day at KGYMradio.com, we have our poll question. It is brought to you by Hawkeye Title and Settlement. Congratulations and thank you to Steve Anderson for helping us out with that. We do appreciate it each and every day. And you can check that out at our website at KGYMradio.com. And our poll question today, Mark, dealing with the Field of Dreams.
It does indeed. Will you be watching the Field of Dreams game tomorrow night?
Or listening.
You could listen to it as well, yeah.
That's it. Yes or no?
Yep.
Yeah, but I have an asterisk. I'm a White Sox fan. So I'd be watching anyway or listening, even though the Sox are not on the ESPN airwaves very often.
No, I think a unique event like this, a lot of people will be tuning in. I'll be interested to see what the viewership is.
I would, too. No doubt about that. All right, we're going to get to Brian Haas with Caddy Smack and the Gym Class coming up here in just a little bit. But first, we need to get to an Eagles Hideaway scoreboard update brought to you by Eagles. They are located on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, right across from Lindale Mall and behind the Taco John's. And what's on the scoreboard today?
As mentioned, the Twins have defeated the White Sox 1-0. And other games in progress right now, the Yankees, who will oppose the White Sox tomorrow in that Field of Dreams game. Bottom of the sixth in Kansas City, leading 5-2. Houston on top of Colorado in the middle of seventh, 3-1. Washington on top of the floundering Mets, 4-1 in the second inning. Just underway, Miami with a quick 3-0 lead on San Diego. In basketball, if you had Chinese Taipei and 80 points, you lose.
That
United
hurts.
States, United States women in the World Under 19 Championships in Hungary set a record for points and assists in a game, beating Chinese Taipei 129 to 45. No specifics on Caitlin Clark's game. The U.S. will play in the quarterfinals Friday against Spain. And last night, Luka Garza had 15 points in 16 minutes for Detroit in its summer league game. Joe Camp 11 for the San Antonio Spurs. And finally, A.J. Puck returned to the major leagues last night. The former Cedar Rapids, Washington product pitched a spotless inning in relief. He was among seven relievers for the Oakland Athletics in a bullpen game, struck out two in one inning of work in the A's 4-3 victory.
Looked good, too. By the way, Luka Garza looked good. And if you're the Detroit Pistons, I do not. I mean, it's a couple games into the summer season. We get that. But boy, oh boy. Just doing a lot of things that he would do as a member of the Iowa Hawkeys. He just gets it done. He's just a gamer. And that is how Luka Garza is going to make that basketball team.
If you saw any of the highlights, he had a little Euro step in the lane. He had a three, at least one three, that I saw, a dunk, an offensive rebound or two. And, yeah, as you said, doing things that we grew accustomed to seeing him do. And several people out there saying, not sure how the roster is going to pan out, but not sure they can get rid of Luka Garza or leave him off the roster. By the way, Tyler Cook, former Hawkeye, also giving the Pistons some good minutes, but he's a non-roster player, and that's a frontline heavy club. Probably be difficult for him to make the team.
Very much so. But you never know. You never know. We'll see. 319-366-1600, 326. Going to take a break, come back, and get into golf. Caddy Smack on the Gym Class. Brian Haas will join us, and we will talk golf. Get your questions at 319-366-1600. Back with Brian and golf after this.
I have yet to run into any staff member that has even appeared to be having a bad day. I mean, they're just so welcoming.
Every experience I have with them, I walk away and I'm like, gosh, they're great there.
It's the we share your values feeling Ben and Aaron get at Cedar Rapids Bank and Trust.
We made the switch to Cedar Rapids Bank and Trust, roughly 5 years ago.
I hate change. I kind of fought it, but I was completely wrong.
The switch was so easy. You're actually connecting with it. With a human.
They couldn't be better at what they do.
They're a very community-minded bank. Many nonprofits were involved in. We see CRBT out there.
Every time they go above and beyond.
The kids' experience has been great as well. They send a hand-signed birthday card to each of our children on their birthday. That goes to show who Cedar Rapids Bank and Trust is.
Cedar Rapids Bank and Trust, celebrating 20 years of people you can bank on. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Lender Tire.
Drunk driving is one of America's most often committed and deadliest crimes. Each year, nearly 10,000 people die on the road due to drunk driving. In order to stop this deadly epidemic, cops are cracking down. Police officers are aggressively looking for drunk drivers and will arrest anyone caught driving drunk. They'll see you before you see them. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message is brought to you by the Iowa Department of Public Safety, the Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau, and your local law enforcement.
Back with you in the gym class at 329, presented by DuPaco Community Credit Union. Check them out online at dupaco.com. It is time for Caddy Smack on the Gym Class here on KGYM. And, of course, we come your way every other Wednesday during the 3 o'clock hour talking golf with you. We'll answer your questions about your golf game. If you have a question, at 319-366-1600. That is a text line, 319-366-1600. We welcome in our resident pro, Brian Haas, from Blue Top Ridge down at Riverside, the Riverside Casino and Golf Resort, who kind enough to join us once again here. How you doing on this sultry Wednesday?
Doing well, thank you. We had a nice little breeze out today, so it's not too bad out there, but it's definitely warm.
Definitely warm, and definitely, unfortunately, pretty dry. I don't know if down south you've gotten a little bit more rain than we have, but I know that probably you and a lot of the other golf courses, and especially the superintendents right now, are really, really monitoring the radars.
Yeah, we're a little spoiled here. We have a really good system at Blue Top Ridge, and so we can kind of make our own rain, but there's nothing better than natural rain. We've been fortunate, even during the Iowa Open, we had a little sprinkle that Saturday morning and had one other rain in between then and now. So ours has been very timely here. So our golf course through this heat, it actually looks really green and pretty good. But I know that some of the other courses just even north of us haven't been quite as lucky.
Brian, since we last talked to you, you not only hosted the Iowa Open at your facility, but competed quite well in the senior division. Tell us about
it. Yeah, not too bad. Yeah, it was good. It was a good event. We broke the course record twice during that event. We had a 62 and a 60. And on two different days, one right after the other. So that was kind of exciting. But wow, it's going to take 59 now on our golf course to hold the course record. That's an amazing number. It was Matthew. I'm going to say his name wrong, and I apologize, Matthew McGetty, and he's from Shuiville, Indiana. And on round two on Saturday, shot 60.
60.
You had 65 in the second round, right?
I did, yeah. Yep, it was an easy golf course, apparently, that day.
Excuse me there. How do you shoot a 60 there?
I know. I mean, that's an amazing number at 12 under, and, you know, that doesn't leave a lot of holes to make pars on, for sure. We had a little rain that morning, and it rained right up to the first tee time. In fact, I was the first group out that day on Saturday at 7:30, and it rained all through my warm up. And as soon as I got to the first tee, it stopped, and didn't rain a drop the rest of the day. And it was just a nice little simple misty rain that was perfect for the golf course, which made the course really playable that day.
Yeah, and it was it's a who's who as far as locals are concerned. Amateur Nate McCoy did very, very well. Alex Shockey with a very good tournament. Brian Bullington had a good tournament as well.
Yeah, Darren Fisher from Albia. Quite a few good Iowa guys in that list.
And Sterling,
yeah. Sterling made his first professional check. We were having a lot of fun. I think I nipped him dollar-wise by a couple $100s, and he said that I beat you by a stroke. We played in two different divisions. Obviously, I was in the senior division. He was in the regular open division, and he said, but I beat you by a stroke. And I said, well, good luck trying to deposit that stroke at a bank. And so I was teasing him already. His first paycheck, which is a lot of fun, and even funnier than I thought in this era, his first paycheck is virtual. So he's not even going to get a paper check that he can, you know, put in a frame or anything like that. It's going to go straight into his bank account.
319-366-1600. If you have a question about your game for Brian, please text it along. We're getting late in the season, but Brian, there's a good couple, 3 months of golf left, right?
There is. Last year we played well into November, and here at our facility, we had the biggest November of golf that we've ever had in the 15 years that we've been open. So with any luck, we'll have some of that. I haven't looked at the Farmer's Almanac, and maybe some of the listeners will have a better idea than I do at that. But I'm very hopeful for a nice fall again and some beautiful golf that time of year. I love putting on a sweater or a pullover and getting out and playing that time of year.
Oh, yeah. Best time of the year is fall to play golf. No doubt about that. If you have a question, go ahead and text it at 319-366-1600. For Brian about your game. And, question. Darn cold.
It's gotcha.
I know. It has a hold on me suddenly. See what happens when you have to start talking. All right.
Right.
And this is a tough question to answer, first of all. But why is it that one of the great saying is horses for courses, okay? And there are courses you play well on every time you go there. You can be playing the worst golf of your year, but you go to a place and something kicks in. And there are other places that it's just the opposite. Is that all the 6 or 7 inches between your ears, or is there something to that?
No, there's definitely something to that. And a lot of it is how far you hit a golf ball. And where you end up on that golf course. So there's courses where the length that you drive a ball doesn't fit that golf course very well. And you can be too long, you can be too short, you can be just right. You know, it's kind of like the bears in the porridge. It's just right. And there's definitely that. There's one course that was in Illinois when I was in the Illinois PGA section, and it was called Plum Tree National. I don't think the course exists anymore. But it was a golf course that when we had an Illinois PGA event there, that I couldn't wait to go because it fit my game. It fit my eye, the way the holes played, the direction that the holes lay out, and where my ball ends up on that golf course. You end up with a lot of clubs that are full shots into the green. So it was very comfortable. I don't think I ever finished worse than second place there. And so it's just, there's definitely courses for horses. And really what ends up happening is how you drive the ball in that particular golf course, you end up with a lot of full shots, not any half shots or stuck in between club kind of thing. And that's when you start to fall in love with a golf course. And for instance, in my 65 on Saturday, I just so happened to drive the ball into those places where I had a lot of full shots. For instance, my third round where I struggled a little bit more and shot one over that day, I had a lot of in-between shots where I walked up to my ball, got the yardage, and had two clubs in my hand and really had a tough decision on which one to hit. And that happened a lot that day. So the length of the golf course changed enough, it put me in kind of a funny place on my own golf course.
Interesting.
Brian, this is going to be a question right up Scott's alley. I wanted to ask you about Nomo. And I know you've got some on your course. Other courses do as well. Other than it being a native area, what's the purpose of Nomo?
Sure. Well, there's a couple reasons for Nomo. One is in our golf course's instance, that's our trees. We really only have one tree in play on this golf course, and that's on our 18th hole. And really, it's not in play. The way you look at that tree that's on the left side of the fairway of 18 here, it feels like it's in play, but really the hole goes straight. You just need to go past it. But that tree is kind of in play. The rest of our golf course doesn't really have any trees in play. And it's not meant to. It's meant to have prairie grass, which is the issues that you're supposed to have on our golf course. So Nomo or prairie grass is also nice because it's less maintenance. In our case, at our golf course, we do spray for weeds and things that are undesirable in the prairie grass to keep it to be pure prairie grass. There's other facilities that are maybe more natural, and their prairie grass will be a little weedier and a little more difficult. So if you hit a ball into that, you probably can't retrieve it or even hit it out, which would be more like a penalty area or even a hazard in the old terms of the rules of golf. But as far as golf course maintenance goes, it's a great thing. No mow areas that are out of play from the golfer help them keep their gas prices down on mowing and just general maintenance costs down.
I seem to find them, though.
Yeah.
I seem to.
We've all been in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
2916 has a very good question, a very general question, but a very good question on the text line, 319-366-1600. And I know we can't speak to this person's specifics here, but it's a good question. Why do I get worse as the season goes on?
A lot of that is expectations, and it's hard to have low expectations, but many players will experience this. Their first rounds will be some of their best rounds of the year because their expectations are so low. They don't expect to go shoot par or shoot 80 or whatever their goal number is. And they'll get out onto the golf course and again, have low expectations. So they try to find the middle of the fairway, then they try to find the middle of the green, and they play more conservatively the way they should really play all the time. And as we get looser and more aggressive and maybe we made an eagle last week and had some fun and had a couple of really good shots, we start to get used to that and get more aggressive and take lines we really shouldn't take. And that's when you start to get in trouble. It's pulling back and trying to play again, just one shot at a time. The old cliche, get one in the fairway, get one on the green, make your two putts and move on. And a lot of my players that fall into that category, I dare them to go out and shoot par. You know, find the fairway, find the middle of the green, make two putts, and go make 18 pars.
Yeah.
And that usually pulls them right back into place.
And 2916 agrees with you. He says, genius, that's exactly what I try to do.
Yeah, just we take lines that we shouldn't be taking because we're hitting the ball better because it's mid-season. And so we think we can hit that shot, and it's like that little tiny hole in the tree that we think, oh, I can hit it through there. You know, we're better off putting it back out in the fairway, take our medicine, take the bogey, and hopefully we find a putt that rolls in for a birdie somewhere else down the line.
Brian, topical because of the temperatures and humidity this week. How does high temperatures, high humidity affect the golf ball? And going forward, as we get into the fall, when we get those maybe 60-degree days, how does that affect things?
Sure. Well, the golf ball is definitely, and your shafts, for that matter, are affected by heat and cold. So humidity will affect the ball in flight, mainly because the air is heavier. And so sometimes you won't get quite all that distance. But if you have a warm, drier day, you'll hit the ball farther also because your equipment is warm. It's flexing easier. The golf ball is warm. It's compressing easier. You'll hit some of your best, longest drives on those days. And then as we get colder, your equipment's colder also. The face of the club is colder. The shaft is colder. Things aren't flexing as much. The golf ball won't flex as much. That's why it's illegal to have, like, hand warmers in your pocket, and then you put your golf ball in your pocket with the hand warmer and the fall season. That's not actually legal. And so those are some of the things that happen, you know, just with temperatures. So humidity will keep more moisture in the greens as well. So the greens will hold the ball better when it's humid out, but then putting tends to be a little bit slower and sometimes even bumpier in humid conditions because the grass loves it and it's growing and holding onto that moisture.
Very true. Very true. 3:43 here on the Wednesday edition of the Gym Class. Caddy Smack on the Gym Class, talking golf with Brian Haas. We're going to take a quick break and come back. More of your questions welcome at 319-366-1600. Back with more after this.
Good morning, boss.
Yeah, what's good about it? We're having computer problems again, and we can't get our work done.
Call the help desk?
You mean the hold desk?
Huh?
Every time I call, they put me on hold. Or tell me someone will call me back in a couple of hours. We don't have a couple of hours.
We need to get our work done. We need help now.
Oh, in that case, you need to call IT Solutions. They don't have a help desk.
Then how do we get help?
IT Solutions continually monitors their clients' networks so they find and fix over 70% of their technology problems before they interrupt the workflow. If your current IT company says they do that, then why do they need a hold desk for you to call to tell them about your technology problems? With IT Solutions, on the rare occasions their monitoring misses something, when you call, you get help now, never a hold desk.
We need to get our work done.
Learn more online at weneedhelpnow.com.
Weneedhelpnow.com.
Reddit user FlameldeMo says, "This is the worst phone I've owned. People are always bothering me about it. I'm scared just to use my phone in public as a random someone may just give me a stupid grin or whisper to their friends. I cannot stand the fact that I just can't relate to normal phones anymore."
Are you ready for this life? Find out at Samsung.com/reserve. That's Samsung.com/reserve.
With the Capital One Saver Card, you earn unlimited 4% cash back on dining out or in, 4% back on entertainment or on popular streaming, and now 3% back at grocery stores so you can make the cake that makes her day.
Happy birthday to you.
So earn unlimited cash back for going out or staying in with the Capital One Saver Card. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Back with you in the gym class at 3:46 here on KGYM. Caddy Smack on the gym class coming your way as we talk golf with you on this Wednesday edition. Brian Haas joining us from down at Blue Top Ridge at Riverside. And if you have a question, let us know via the text line at 319-366-1600. And Brian, this next question for you at 85-93 with a good one, especially somebody that had 40-plus putts on Sunday in a final round of a tournament. Not this person. That'd be me. I've been leaving the majority of my putts short. Any advice to correct this issue?
Sure. I think the best thing you can do is go back to the ladder game, and that's taking at least 6 golf balls, if not 8, walking at least 2 paces, if not 3 paces, and dropping them at each of those paces. So we'll use 2 paces as an example. So every 2 paces, you'll drop a ball using 8 balls. So then obviously you're going to get out there to 16 yards. And that's a fairly long putt. And then pick a distance after the hole that you like. It doesn't matter to me whether that you feel like you're comfortable at 3 foot past the hole or 2 foot or 1 foot or 18 inches, like a Dave Pels would say. Pick a number that you're comfortable with. And then your goal is not necessarily to make those putts. It's to hit every putt and have them end at your end goal of being, we'll call it 18 inches after the hole. That's the best way to get past that. So then once you can go out on the golf or on the practice screen and hit those 8 balls and they all end up basically that 18 inches past the hole or whatever you deem that distance should be, then go ahead and switch and go back up a hill that same length and do some side hill putts and keep working the ladder game. So you're really retraining yourself how to toss the ball a certain distance. Just like if somebody was standing across the room and they said, "Hey, throw me your keys," you would look right at them and you'd throw your keys to them. And almost every time you're going to throw your keys directly at them and it'll be perfect distance, they'll catch them and they'll walk away with your keys. And you already own that ability to do that. And you just got to retrain yourself with a putter and ball in your hand.
Brian, how important is it to replace your grips occasionally? Maybe you tell me how often.
Yeah, you know, I do see a lot of grips where they're all shiny and I can see my reflection in them. If you can do that, then it's time to get rid of them. And you'll see the grips that are splitting at the bottom. It's time to get rid of them. When you put the new ones on, you'll realize and say to yourself, "What was I waiting for?" It does make a big difference, and to be consistent too. I see a lot of players that have a lot of different grips on their clubs. They just gripped one or two at different times and maybe they didn't have the same grip available. And so they have a multitude of grips. Well, a size in your hand is important. And this is a game of repeatability. And the more we change that feel in our hands, the harder it is going to be to repeat what we're trying to do. So, it really just depends how much you're playing and how expensive of a grip you put on there. When you get into your multi-compound grips, they're a little more expensive, but they have moldable materials to them, and they tend to last longer than like a stock grip that just comes on a club that you'd buy out of a store, or just a regular tour velvet type golf grip. Those are great also. They just don't last as long. And then finally, soap and water, hot soap and water, and a nice brush, and clean your grips somewhat regularly. They'll last quite a bit longer.
What are we talking about in terms of cost for gripping 13 clubs?
Yeah, when you're getting into 13 clubs, you're getting up there. When you get into the multi-compounds, you can be as much as $14, $15, $16 a grip. So you're talking about getting close to a couple hundred dollars by the time you pay somebody to put them on. But it's well worth it, and it's good for your golf clubs, and it's good for your game.
Yeah, it'll help. It'll help, no doubt about that. We are getting to the end of the PGA season, and the final event before the FedEx Cup playoffs comes up this weekend. A lot of players in very unfamiliar positions. I know there's been a lot of write-ups about Ricky Fowler this week, who right now is on the outside looking in. He's got to finish 21st or better this weekend to qualify for the FedEx Cup playoffs. He has never missed it, and there are other guys, maybe not quite as big a name as Ricky Fowler, but you get the gist. This is a huge week. This is what the tournament inside the tournament, if you will, Brian.
Yeah, definitely. It's kind of neat for golf. At first, when the FedEx Cup came out years and years ago, I wasn't really sure what that meant and what it was going to do for golf. It's fun to watch the game inside the game. And, you know, Collins right in there. Jordan's right in there. You know, there's a lot of names that can really pull through this. There's a big run going right now. There's not that many points separating the top five as I look at it. And it's going to be, top five.
How much did you enjoy the Olympic golf, Brian?
Yeah, I didn't get a chance to watch a lot of it. I did watch the highlights, and, you know, to have two Americans take home the gold, that's pretty cool. And this, for whatever reason, it's just timing-wise for me, I didn't get a chance to watch a lot of it. But it has to be a great feeling for them. A lot of pressure to go play abroad like that and really not even be in the right time zone. That's so hard to change your body and where your brain is and sleep patterns and all of that and play golf, because it's like all the Olympic sports, it's so mental when you're there. You're really good at what you do, but now you got to do it against everybody else and in a different part of the world. That's got to be so hard.
Well, does this push Xander Schauffele into that next level, if you will? Everyone, he's been there in majors. He's been very close. He's been in the top 10. Always has something seemingly go wrong on Sunday. Finally got that monkey off his back, and does this propel him to a couple of majors in the next few years now?
It can. It can give him a lot of confidence, for sure. I mean, he, again, traveled to a weird place at a weird time in life where we're all dealing with COVID and all the rules that they had there. They say cardboard beds. I'm not sure how real that was, but you know, Xander is in the 13th spot in the FedEx, and he may not win the FedEx this year, but he should be proud of where he's at. And winning a gold medal is one of those things that he'll never forget, and that'll definitely be one of the front forward things in his trophy case.
Very true, very true. And getting to the, we'll have Brian on one more time here. So this, Mark, is the penultimate edition of the Caddy Smack for 2021. By the way, we like to throw that word out. It's one of our, $10 words that we can do and say, okay, and actually know what it means. But we're getting, you know, you get toward the middle part of August, late August, tournament golf's kind of winding down. And like we said, this is kind of the fun time of the year, because you just, everything's kind of behind you as far as that is concerned, and you're looking ahead, and maybe time to work on a few things as well now in preparation for the fall and next year.
Yeah, I had one of my clients out today, and we were out in the back area practicing in the short game area, hitting everything from 48 yard pitch shots today to 9 iron chip shots, you know, little bump and runs. and really trying to buckle down his short game. In this case, he's just an average amateur player and going on a trip with a bunch of guys, and he doesn't want to lose. So they have their last trip of the year coming up, and then they plan usually a couple of winter trips to either Florida or a warm destination like that. And so he's really trying to get things wrapped up and buckled up before he runs out of practice time. And I think it's a good time this year. We're past most country clubs and golf courses, club championships, and some of the events that mean a lot to you. And it's a good time to make those changes and get with your golf professional and teachers that you work with to make some of the changes that you see in your game. Don't be afraid to sit down and write some of those things down, because that golf professional will definitely be better for you if you have all those in a list of the things you didn't care for about your game this summer. For instance, like I'm leaving all my putts short, just like the question we had earlier. And in the case of my client today, how did you hit that pitch shot the other day when we played? And he goes, I'm not doing that. So notice that with some of the players that are maybe beating you, or they're maybe just another level above you playing wise. Notice some of those things that they do well, and make it a point to try and learn them.
Very true. Very true.
Bunker shots. Top of my list.
Yeah, bunker shots. Yeah.
Do you have any advice for Mark before his big outing on Saturday?
Yeah. Well, low expectations, Mark.
don't plan to hit him in the bunker. How about that?
Yeah, and don't hit him in the bunker, right? Yeah, isn't that funny? But the fun events at the end of the year like this, the biggest thing you can do is just try to go out and play your game and not somebody else's. Have fun and manage your way around the golf course. It's hard to think for 4.5 hours or whatever the time frame is that you are on that golf course. But you got to try to keep each shot in the moment and manage your way around. You don't have to hit perfect shots. They just need to be just good enough.
There you go. There you go. Well, Brian, hey, appreciate it. And we will talk again in a couple of weeks one more time. And great time to play golf. And we encourage everybody out there to do so. And always good talking with you. And we will talk again 2 weeks from today.
Thanks, guys. It's going to be 80 degrees in a couple of days, so it'll be perfect golf weather coming up this week.
Love it. Love it. All right. Brian Haas joining us from Blue Top Ridge down at Riverside, the Riverside Casino and Golf Resort. He is our pro here on Caddy Smack on the Gym Class on KGYM. No, 5822. I am a gamer. Says take tomorrow off, Scott. No, I am a gamer, baby. All right. Tomorrow we will talk a little local racing. Justin Webster will join us, and we will talk about the Field of Dreams game, which is coming up tomorrow night in Dyersville. Again, we'll have it for you on all of our frequencies. Stay tuned. Todd and Alex are coming your way next right here on KGYM. And Mark, you have a great night. Find something else to do. Your Twins can't beat my White Sox again tonight.
Nope, not going to happen today, but we'll talk to you tomorrow. Look forward to it.
All right, stay tuned. The Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn is coming your way next, right here on KGYM. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you again tomorrow at 3.
I miss my baby. Someone stole my baby. By the way, my baby is my landscaping truck that was literally stolen from a job site. Baby, won't you please come home?